On our previous creation moment, we took you to the moon. Today, we'll take you on a tour of the areas known as seas. Why are they called this when there's no water on the moon? Find out from our creation moment's host, Paul Taylor.
The moon is the only object in the night sky whose surface can be studied from the Earth without the need for a telescope. One might think that a full moon would be the best time to observe, but in fact the brightness and glare make it difficult to make out all the features. Crescents and half moons are better, and many images of the lunar surface seen in books and on the internet are actually composites of two half moons rather than a full moon shot. The most obvious feature of the moon's earthward-facing side are the large grey areas known as maria. This is the Latin word for seas, and at one time it was thought that these could actually be water-filled seas. We now know that they are grey plains, which scatter less incident sunlight than the mountains and craters, and hence appear darker. They appear to be volcanic in origin, having been formed by basaltic flows. Evolutionary astronomers believe that these lava flows happened hundreds of millions of years after a period of intense bombardment, yet that bombardment caused the lava flows. Their problem is the existence of ghost craters, craters filled in by Mare formation but still visible in outline, yet they believe this cratering took place over a long period of time. In short, the formation of the moon's Maria is much more consistent with the biblical account of the moon's creation on the fourth day.
Visit us online at creationmoments.com where you'll find thousands of free biblical creation resources, articles, radio show transcripts, videos, and much more.